And with Ash Wednesday starts the season of Lent. So a lot of people during this time will choose to give up something that maybe they're idolizing in their life, that they're spending too much time with. Maybe it's a food, maybe it's social media. But this is sort of a time to give up something. And some of you might be participating in the season of Lent. This year, I'm not participating in Lent, but I did participate last year. So last year around this time, I was an avid online shopper. I know you guys are probably shocked. I solely buy things online. I love online shopping. I love buying things. There's not a better feeling in the world than buying something online and it coming to your house and you like, it's like Christmas morning, unwrapping everything, and it's just so great. So last year I realized that it was towing the line of probably being a little too much, a little obsessive. So I was like, as any good Christian person, I was like, I'm going to give up something for Lent. And the Holy Spirit put it in my mind that I had to give up online shopping, and I was disappointed because there's a lot of things that I need to buy. There's new clothes. There's just lots of things that are coming out. But I was obedient, and I chose to give up online shopping. So I also have a couple of friends that I meet with regularly, and they're my accountability partners. So I told my accountability partners about how I'm going to give up online shopping for Lent, and they were going to hold me accountable. So in the beginning of the Lent season, I was doing really good. I wasn't looking online. I wasn't buying anything online. I was really feeling it. But towards the middle of the Lent season, I was getting a little bored with it, let's say. I was not really wanting to give up online shopping completely. So I told myself, well, maybe if I just look online, I'll just look. I'm not going to buy anything. I mean, I gave this up for Lent. I'm not going to buy anything. Who do you think I am? But I am going to look at stuff and put things in my cart just to make sure on Easter I know exactly what I'm buying. So I literally did that. I would have lots of tabs on my computer with my cart filled with different stuff, and I go to accountability the next week, and I'm feeling pretty good because I'm not buying anything. I'm following through with this. At accountability, we're talking, and one of the girls makes a joke about my online shopping addiction, and she's like, what are you doing, like just putting things in your cart and waiting for Easter? And I kid you not, my face went white. I was like, this is the most called out I've ever been in my entire life. And she was just like, oh my gosh, Bets, you can't do that. You're missing the point of this. So that day I deleted all my cart, and I really deleted online shopping for the rest of Lent. But the whole point of why I'm telling you guys this is I totally missed the point of Lent last year. I was looking for a loophole, and I technically followed through, but I wasn't really following through in my heart. My thought process and my intentions with going into this season of Lent were not correct. I missed the point. And I think a lot of us in this room have missed the point in some areas of our life. And I think it's even safe to say that sometimes we miss the point when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. So today I want to talk to you guys about a story in which a person in the Bible missed the point when it came to spending time with Jesus. So if you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. It should also be on the screen. Again, that's Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And it reads like this. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. So before we dive in to this passage, I want to first give you guys a little bit of a background on this. So Martha and Mary were followers of Jesus, and they had a very close relationship with Jesus. They loved Jesus, and Jesus loved them. And they were both followers of Jesus. And I think this is important to note because this passage is not a passage about a conversion, or it's not a passage that's dealing with unbelievers. This is specifically addressing believers. So this missing the point happens with a believer, a follower of Christ. We see Martha missing the point in this passage. And how we're going to go about understanding this passage is I'm going to first going to dissect both characters in this passage, Martha and Mary. So let's first look at the person of Martha. And as I read this passage, the word that comes to mind when I look at Martha is distraction. Martha is displaying distraction. She is distracted by a couple different things in this passage. The first one we see is in verse 40, which says, "But Martha was distracted with much serving." So Martha's first distraction was serving. Now, in this time, hospitality was a big deal. It was a much bigger deal than it was today. People looked at spending time in someone's home. Welcoming people into your home was a really big deal. It was a great honor to have people in your home. Not to mention, it was a great honor to have Jesus in your home. And Jesus is coming to stay at Martha's house. So Jesus, as we know, doesn't travel alone, but he travels with 12 other disciples. So not only is Martha opening up her home to Jesus, she's opening up her home to 13 people at least. So we can see that this would take a toll on Martha and the household. And if we know that hospitality is a really big deal, we can see that Martha is working really hard to make sure everything's perfect, to make sure everyone's comfortable, to make sure everyone's fed, to make sure everyone has somewhere to sleep. But it's not that Martha is just serving out of the goodness in her heart. This passage tells us that she was distracted by serving. Serving became a distraction in her focus of Jesus. She was more focused on what she was doing, serving, rather than the person of Jesus and spending time with him. And one of the things that I pulled out from this passage that she was distracted by serving is, if you pull that out of context, serving doesn't seem like a bad thing. It's absolutely not a bad thing. We're called to be serving. We're called to be servants. So why is it saying that she's distracted by serving? Isn't that a good thing? But we see in this passage that the way she's going about serving isn't good. Becomes her sole focus. We see from this passage that good things can be made bad. The good thing of serving can be made bad with how we approach them and how we do them. Martha's sole purpose was just to serve rather than having a heart for serving behind it. And I can relate to Martha a lot in this story. I see myself a lot as Martha in my life. And I also struggled with making a good thing into a bad thing. So for those of you who don't know me, I am a student at Liberty University Online, and I'm majoring in Christian ministries. I'm graduating this semester, so my schoolwork becomes the Bible. For school, my textbook is the Bible. A lot of times when I'm in my schoolwork, writing papers, doing assignments, I'm looking at the Bible in an academic way. The way I study the Bible has become very academic, in a way not to change my life, but to increase my knowledge. And that's where I was making the Bible into a bad thing. And I want to be very clear, studying the Bible is not a bad thing. We should all be studying the Bible. But the way I was approaching the Bible as an academic resource rather than a heart-changing scripture was bad. And these past couple of months, I've had to step away from studying the Bible and to just simply reading the Bible to understand and to have it apply it to my life. Like Martha, I was distracted with a good thing and I made it into a bad thing. Martha's first distraction was serving. We also see Martha is distracted by something else in this passage. And we see it at the end of verse 40 when she says to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." We see Martha is distracted by what others are doing. Martha is distracted by what Mary is doing. Martha is spending a lot of time focusing on what she's doing and looking at what Mary's doing, and she's looking at what Mary's doing as a bad thing. She's comparing and she's minimizing what Mary is doing. She's comparing the actions between both sisters and deeming one as more important. Rather than focusing on Jesus, Mary is looking to other people to compare. A lot of times we describe the Christian walk as a race. Our relationship with Jesus is like a race a lot of times. And so we're each at the starting line, we're each running, and we should be looking towards the end goal, the ending, the finish line of the race, which is Jesus. But we see Martha not looking forward, but running and looking to her left and to her right. Now, if you're running, you're running in the direction that you're looking. So if Martha is spending so much time looking to her right and to her left, she's not focusing on the goal. She's not looking ahead. She's not focusing her actions, her intentions on what lies ahead of her, which is Jesus. She's spending so much time looking at other people and what they're doing. And again, I relate to Martha in this way. I see myself in Martha, and I feel like some of you can see yourself in Martha in this too. We're spending so much time comparing ourselves to other people rather than just moving forward. And this comparison that Martha is displaying leads to this frustration. As I read Martha in this story, I just see how frustrated she is, how exhausted she is with trying to measure up, frustrated by how other people are doing it, and she thinks they're not doing it correctly. And we just see a frustrated Martha. Now, on the flip side, Mary is sort of the opposite of Martha. While Martha was distracted, Mary was focused. We see Mary doing a couple things in this passage. In verse 39, it says, "But she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching." So we see Mary doing two things. The first thing is that she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And it's important to note that this is a posture that students had with their rabbi. This is a posture of someone who's ready to learn. This is a posture of someone humbly accepting teaching. We also see Martha ready to listen. She is listening to his word. She's sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his word. She is focused on the person of Jesus. She can't be bothered with any other distraction. She is just so overwhelmed by the person of Jesus that that is the only thing that matters to her in that moment. And we see Jesus describes this as the good portion. This is good that Mary is acting like this. This is how we should be acting in our relationships with Jesus. Now, there's a couple differences between Martha and Mary, but the main difference, I think, is Martha was focused on what she was doing, and Mary was focused on how she was doing it. Martha was focused on the works of looking like a good Christian, acting like a good Christian, and Mary was focused on just Jesus. She wasn't focused on impressing her sister, impressing other people. She just wanted to be in Jesus' presence. Martha was playing the part of the good Christian by serving, but she was missing the most important part, which is the heart of Jesus. Martha was displaying works without the heart, while Mary was just chasing after Jesus. So what does that mean for us today? As I was studying this passage, a phrase that kept coming to my mind is that busyness does not equal holiness. Let me say that again. Busyness does not equal holiness. I think a lot of times in our culture, we look at busyness as the ultimate goal. It's the ultimate badge of honor. We should all be busy. We like to brag about how busy we are. We like to compare about how busy we are. We're trying to just busy ourselves in order to earn holiness, in order to earn salvation. But I'm telling you guys, busyness does not equal holiness. While Martha was busying herself with serving with things that looked good, she was distracted by all these other circumstances in her life, trying to prove her worth to Jesus. Martha's trying to busy herself into being the perfect person. Martha's busying herself to be what she thinks Jesus wants her to be, but what Jesus wants Martha to be and what Jesus wants us to be is he just wants us to be with him. He just wants us. He doesn't want a perfect version of us. He doesn't want a busy version of us. He just wants our hearts to be focused on him. Now, I want to make it clear that serving, doing the good works is a good thing. We should be doing that. We should be serving. We should be studying our Bibles. We should be doing X, Y, and Z. But the most important thing about doing any of that, before we do any of that, we have to look to the heart of Jesus. We have to be focused on Jesus. Because if we don't, we miss the point. Just like how I was technically following Lent last year, my heart really wasn't in the Lent season. I missed the point. And what's beautiful about this passage is that Jesus says, Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her. Jesus is pointing to the fact that if we just look to him, that's all he wants. He wants us to be following after him, to be focused on him. Our hearts should first be on Jesus rather than impressing other people and looking good for other people. Martha was distracted. I get distracted a lot too. How are you guys distracted this morning? And how can we display a life a little bit more like Mary and focusing on Jesus? Because in the end, that's all that matters. It's for us to be focused on Jesus, to be following after Jesus. and to have a genuine love for the person of Jesus. Will you guys pray with me? Dear Lord, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your heart and for your love for each one of us. I thank you that you don't require us to be perfect and that you don't require us to earn our way into your love, but you just want our love.